You Can Make a Difference by Laura Crawford. Making a difference. Do you like nature? Does your family recycle? Are you a litter bug? Where does your garbage go? These are all things every person needs to think about. Don't leave protecting the environment up to your mom and dad. It's your job too. Even young people can make a big difference. Have you ever wondered how? The environment is all the land, water, and air in our world. The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, is a group of people who work hard to keep the environment healthy and clean. Kids can help the EPA in its work in important ways. Let's look at some projects that kids have been involved in. Protecting animal habitats. One group of students wanted to make the wetlands in their neighborhood a healthier place. The students planted 400 trees. They also placed bird boxes around the wetlands area. The students hoped this would bring more birds to their neighborhood. The next year, the students planted 800 more trees. They added bat boxes and bird boxes. They provided homes and food for these animals. The third year, they planted even more trees around the wetlands. Today, students continue to take care of the trees. They also check and repair the bat and bird boxes. Saving animals in danger. Another group of students was worried about the birds in their town. These students offered to help at an animal center. They took care of birds and other animals that had been hurt. The students spent their weekends and time after school working at the center. The vets at the center showed the students how to bathe and walk the animals. The students held a food drive to collect food for stray animals. Rabies is a dangerous disease. A vet can give animals a shot that keeps them from getting rabies. The students helped the center set up a rabies clinic. The clinic workers gave rabies shots to many cats and dogs. Making less waste. Another group of young people noticed a lot of litter in their town. They decided to work together to make their local roads cleaner. They got garbage bags, put on gloves, and began exploring. They collected garbage along the roads. They climbed up roadsides. What do you think they found? They did not just find paper and cans. They picked up rugs, televisions, beds, and a dishwasher. They collected 310 bags of garbage and more than 300 old tires. The group worked for a long time to get rid of the dangerous and dirty trash. All of this trash was thrown away properly or recycled. At one school, students decided to try making less garbage. They started a waste-free lunch program. The staff gave the students reusable lunch boxes. The students used fewer plastic bags and wrappers. This way, everyone made less garbage. The parents agreed to pack lunches with as little waste as possible. When packing lunches, parents reused the plastic containers each day. This way, the students did not need to throw away 5 plastic sandwich bags each week. Cans for Kids. Cans for Kids is a group of adults and kids who started a big adventure collecting cans. They sell the cans to an aluminum company for recycling. Since the group started their project, they have collected more than 7 million cans. Cans for Kids gives the money they get for the cans to high school students. The money helps high school students pay for college. Teaching others. One of the greatest goals of the Environmental Protection Agency is to teach children about reducing, reusing, and recycling. The EPA hopes children will learn these 3 R's and help teach other people about them. Are you ready to help? Here are some simple things you can do every day. Pick up your litter. Find ways to make less trash. Don't forget to recycle your cans. You can work with other people too. Your truest friends will always be ready to help you. How about building a clubhouse where you can meet to think of ways to help in your neighborhood?